Welcome back to Engineered for Speed, the podcast where we dive into the science, design, and strategy behind the world's fastest cycling setups. I'm Pete, and in today's episode, The Wind Tunnel Doesn't Lie, we're taking a closer look at how wind tunnel testing works, what it tells us, and why even tiny changes in your position or gear can lead to massive gains on the bike. Let's start with the basics. A wind tunnel simulates airflow across your bike and body at specific speeds. Think of it like time travel. You can see the real aero impact of your setup without needing a full race. Every angle, every surface, every millimeter counts. At absolute speed, we test our products at facilities like the Silverstone Sports Engineering Hub, where we measure drag with absolute precision, using sensors and software that capture data in real time. It's not just about theoretical numbers, it's about what happens when you are in your position on your bike. One of the key metrics we look at is CDA, your coefficient of drag times frontal area. Lowering your CDA means less resistance. And here's the kicker, a single watt saved can translate into seconds gained over a race. At Ironman distance, that adds up. When we developed the Absolute Speed BTA system, we didn't just want it to look fast, we needed to prove it. So we tested, iterated, and refined until we were saving up to 19.5 watts at 45 kilometers per hour. Now let's talk about positioning. We've seen athletes gain or lose serious speed based on subtle adjustments. Raising the hands by just 2 to 3 centimeters, tucking the head lower into the shoulders, narrowing the tri-bars by a few millimeters, smoothing out the hydration system interface with the body. That's why a BTA system that fills the void under your chest, like ours does, can make such a big difference. You're improving airflow through the centerline of your body, reducing turbulence, and effectively shrinking your frontal area. And that's the beauty of wind tunnel testing. It's unforgiving, unbiased, and exact. You don't have to guess what works, you know. So if you're an athlete chasing your next PB or podium, here's my advice. Don't leave your aero gains to chance. Test your setup if you can. Focus on the contact points, helmet, bars, bottle placement, kit fit. And remember, when you reduce resistance, you increase potential. Next week, we're going deep on athlete fit and cockpit customization, how to build a front end that works with your body, not against it. Thanks for listening to Engineered for Speed. I'm Pete, and I'll see you next time.